In just a minute, now that we know that Stephen Hawking is afraid of it, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will really happen when the aliens finally get here. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And Angie's List, providing consumer reviews on local professionals from physicians and veterinarians to plumbers and roofers. Details at angieslist.com. The National Association of Realtors, providing information for those buying or selling their homes at houselogic.com/buy and sell. And Lumber Liquidators, whose flooring includes pre-finished and stained solid hardwoods, bamboo, cork, and laminates. Information at lumberliquidators.com. Wait, wait, don't tell me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Christine Fiedler. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what is going to happen when the aliens finally arrive? Amy Dickinson.
Okay, you know that intergalactic superstar, kid singer Justin Bieber?
Heard of him?
Well, when the aliens land, of course, they're going to say, "Take me to your Bieber."
No.
The aliens will be 12-year-old girls. That's exciting. King and Michael Key.
They will join their leader already here, Lady Gaga. Thank you.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
It'll be awkward because it's not like they'll arrive in spaceships. They will just materialize in just weird places. And all of a sudden, there'll be one and they'll have no sense of personal space. And they'll be out in your face saying, "Oh, is that your iPad? Can I play with your iPad? We don't have iPads. Where's your iPad?" And it won't be your iPad. It'll be your macaroni and cheese.
Well, if any of those things happen, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Carol Castle. Thank you to Amy Dickinson, Kiko Michael Key, and Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week.
Hey.
This is NPR.